First patient is Joe, J-O-E, T-R-U-D-G-O-N. Date of birth 3/25/47. It says 77-year-old gentleman, originally from East Texas. Lives with a caretaker, used to be a car mechanic. He is single, has one child, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Patient has been diagnosed with dementia. He suffers from hypertension, diabetes, muscle weakness, decreased appetite, frequent falls regarding his dementia. Medication includes Aricept 10 milligram once a day, Zoloft 25 milligram a day, Metformin 500 BID, and Norvasc 10 milligram a day, period. In paragraph review of system in the past few weeks, he's been having much decreased appetite, increased hallucination, difficulty sleeping, agitation, his bowel and bladder incontinence, and much more difficult for him to walk now with his frequent falls, period. He has issues with hallucination, which makes his dementia most likely Lewy body type dementia, period. He also uses oxygen because of hyperventilation. His O2 sat's 92% today with a heart rate of 90. Allergy, non-COVID immunization up to date. Family history, doesn't know what mom and dad died of. Surgery, the only surgery reported is cataract. Patient is not able to give much history. Most of the history was obtained from the caretaker. Period. On exam, we find Mr. T-R-U-D-G-O-N to be weak, confused, confabulating. His heart is his blood pressure is 130/90 pulses, and heart rate as was mentioned above. Heart positive, small positive, two. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Neurological movement all four extremities. Without any deficit. Assessment: 77-year-old gentleman with end-stage dementia associated with weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, hallucination, difficulty sleeping, increased agitation. He has issues with what is consistent with Lewy body dementia. Nevertheless, his overall prognosis is quite poor. Given his end-stage disease. Thank you.